Wrestle Buddies, GameSpot's wrestling podcast with wrestling, friendship, and wrestling with friendship. I am Matt Elfring. Don't interrupt me, Chris. I am your host. I am a positive human being with a heart full of gold. And my co-host is none other than Chris Hayner. Chris, how are you?
Join the Dark Order, Matt. Join DarkOrder.com. If you have a heart full of gold, aren't you dead?
I am a golem. I am made of gold.
Like, shouldn't you have...
skin over it.
So you have a heart made of gold. I imagined a human heart that had been stuffed with gold, like whose arteries had been clogged with gold.
No, I am a gold golem, and okay. I have human skin over me, which means...
Wait, is this some Lord of the Rings stuff?
It's kind of like D&D-ish. Okay. I mean, I'm wearing a D&D hoodie, so...
I'm wearing a Universal Studios t-shirt, so... We're both pretty
It's actually a D&D slash Magic the Gathering hoodie, so it couldn't be nerdier.
Can you hear the dogs? Can you hear the dog? Can the people hear the dogs in the background?
Oh, there they are.
So I'm currently at Lord Pumpernickel's. We're still in the process of moving into our place.
Oh, I thought you were at your place today.
No. This is not my place.
Okay.
No, because we still don't have internet at our place.
Oh, you need the internets to work.
I do, it turns out. So, but there's loud, barky dogs, and they're just like, yap, 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 yap. And every once in a while, I just go in there, and I look at them, and I go, stop it. And then they stop for like 5 minutes.
At least they respect you as an authority figure, and I think that's important in dog ownership. 2 weeks in a row talking about dogs, guys.
That's right. Puppies, baby.
Last week, talking with Court Bauer about pugs. I don't know if that was, I haven't edited that episode yet. I don't know if that was the pre-show or the actual interview where we were talking about pugs forever.
I don't remember, honestly.
I don't remember.
You'll find out, you've already found out, listeners.
Yeah, you found out last week. Anyway, Chris, I've been looking at the menu. Mm. You know, I was thinking about door dashing this week because I don't want to go out to a restaurant. In fact, I haven't been going to a restaurant because pandemic.
What's the pandemic?
I think it involves going to Bed Bath & Beyond and buying some new pans.
Pantsdemic?
Pansdemic. Pansdemic.
Okay.
So I was looking at the menu. There's a really nice special today that I am pretty pumped about. Can you explain that special in detail?
Oh, it's a cheeseburger.
Oh.
Sweet potato fries.
Mmm.
Comes with a milkshake.
Hey, sweet potato fries are the best French fry.
I like sweet potato fries, but I don't agree.
Give me that hot spicy take.
Anyway, this week, we are actually lucky to have yet another awesome interview. We are speaking to former AEW World Women's World Champion and a current AEW superstar, Nyla Rose, the Native Beast, about the Tag Me In campaign to raise awareness on mental illness and to help normalize talking about mental illness. This is a really good, fun chat. We talk about Tag Me In and our own personal struggles with mental illness. We also talk about video games. We talk about wrestling. I learned that Vicky Guerrero has a Twitch channel, and it's still blowing my mind.
It's one of those things where I'm like, I'm pretty sure I told Chris about this.
I don't think you did, but maybe you did.
I probably didn't.
Honestly, Lord, I bring up a lot of things to Lord Pumpernickel, like I've made some massive discovery, and they will immediately respond with, yeah, we talked about this like 2 months ago. And I'm like, really? That's what happens
when you live with a partner is like, I will tell my wife all the time, like, oh, like, have you heard about this new show that came out? She's like, yeah, I told you about it, the entertainment editor, a week ago.
That literally happened to me a week ago when I brought something up, brought something up to them, and I was like, have you heard about this? They're like, yeah. Or I was like, I learned something, blah, 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 blah. Or someone told me about blah, 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 blah. And they were like, yeah, that was me. I'm like, oh, okay. I like, full disclosure for the listeners, I have a bad memories run in my family. Like, I just have a bad memory. I forget things a lot. I hope, hopefully it doesn't get too bad as the years go by. But Matt, I am about to turn 40, so I'm about to be confirmed old man.
Chris, we're in the, this is a Wrestle Buddies special. This is 6 months of us turning 40.
That's
true. Well, it's more like 4 months of us turning 40.
Anyway, we spoke to Nyla Rose. She was fantastic. Like, honestly, these are like, I love the interviews we get to do on this show because they are not your run of the mill wrestling interviews.
No.
And we get to talk about fun things. And we also get to talk about important things like Tag Me In. So please enjoy this and let us know what you think.
Hey, friends, we had a very special guest this week from AEW, also partnering with Tag Me In with the National Alliance on Mental Illness. None other than the native beast, Princess Toadstool herself, Nyla Rose. Nyla, how are you doing?
Doing very good. Got a day off from the Magic Kingdom. Or not the Magic Kingdom, the Toadstool Kingdom. You threw me with that one.
I like watching wrestlers' Twitch streams when I mainly like watching Among Us. I don't know. I have like an obsession with watching people play Among Us. It's such a delight. And I came across yours like a few weeks back, I think, and you were just Princess Toadstool. I'm like, oh, this is wonderful.
It was Halloween. We were doing some Hollow streams. So there were the costume streams all month long. Unfortunately, didn't get to do as many as I had hoped, but I'm a big Halloween horror fan. So I'm going to a Halloween party next week. You know, Halloween.
Are you serious?
That's
amazing.
We do it every year. It's the big party. So we're going to keep the costumes going for a little bit.
I love it. Well, can you spoil
what you're going to dress as?
Yeah. Well, when does this go up? Well, it's not a surprise. It's not a surprise, but like, going as Beetlejuice.
Oh, so hell yeah.
For sure. There'll be tons of pictures.
So wait, are you also a scary movie fan by chance?
Of course.
Okay.
Absolutely.
There's a skull in her background of the it's, shot
okay,
right now.
I did not see that at first. You make a good point. My apologies. What have you seen lately that's really spoken to you scary movie wise?
So I'm slacking. I haven't watched like any movies anytime mm-hmm. recently. I've decided to re-watch Lost.
Ooh. So, that's
like
an investment.
All of my free time has gone to rewatching Lost.
Well, when you find yourself with like a spare like 99 minutes, I would say, check out Malignant on HBO Max.
Malignant, okay.
Malignant. It's a new James Wan spooky movie, and I'll tell you, man, it is the right kind of scary and weird.
Like I'm sold.
It's scary and weird. Good stuff. If you like The Conjuring. Sold. And Insidious and stuff like that. It's the same guy, and it's very good.
I'm so sold. Now I have watched. So when we travel, you know, schedules are all over the place. You never know what mm-hmm. you're going to get into. Obviously, everybody's television programming has been Halloween themed all month long. I've watched so many like world's scariest hotels, like while I'm in a hotel trying to go to sleep, and I'm like, why am I doing this to myself?
Oh God.
You're up until 3 a.m. was like, that is a door crack? Who's walking outside the door? Who's there?
Like legit though.
I'm the weirdo who's
like, you
hang
the towel on the bathroom door, you get up to use the bathroom, you think there's a ghost. Is that just me? Maybe that's just me.
I'm the weirdo who's like, wait, has Ghost Adventures gone there? Okay, I need to go there. I need to go there and see, like, I want to see what's really going on at this like old rundown casino in the middle of nowhere.
But that's a very real thing. Like I used to have a very bad habit, especially on the indies. You know, you're by yourself traveling up and down the road. Maybe you've got a friend or two with you and you're staying at these like, random hotels, motels. And I would get onto like Shadowlands.net. If any horror aficionados, any ghost hunters out there know about this, but Shadowlands.net. And I'd be like, what's near me?
That's the best kind of road trip.
And I don't know why I would do that to myself, but that like every without fail, every single trip. Oh, like haunted forest, like you know, whatever it may be.
What's been the best place that you found that you've visited because of this site?
So I was in North Carolina once and I was about 20 minutes from this place. I think it was called like the Devil's Circle or something. And the whole legend is like nothing grows in this perfectly symmetrical circle in this like random wooded area. And they say the devil comes there and like paces the ground. But I was like 10, 20 minutes from there in my hotel. And I was like, time to get the hell out of North Carolina right now. Like, let's let's end this trip.
You made the right choice.
Sorry, show I'm about to wrestle at. I might be haunted by the devil. I gotta go.
Yeah. You think it's heartburn? No, it's the devil.
The doctor prescribed me pills filled with rosary beads. I think I'll be good.
That sounds hard to swallow.
Tell us about Tag Me In and your involvement with them, which is the initiative you're kind of behind right now.
For sure. It's a wonderful, wonderful initiative. Just kind of bringing light, shedding light to some of the mental struggles that we all deal with on a day-to-day basis. Mental health is in a really, I kind of want to say prominent position now. Like, we're starting to really shed a light on it in every aspect. We're noticing, and when I say we, I mean just the general societal, you know, eyeballs are starting to notice. A lot of people are dealing with a lot of really, really heavy stuff. So Tag Me In is an initiative to kind of take a hold of that and bring those struggles to the forefront, get rid of the stigma, make it totally cool to talk about. Because we, you know, you got a hurt shoulder, you go to the doctor. You got a little cough, you go to the doctor. But for some reason, when we tend to experience something on a mental level, we tend to hold that to ourselves, keep that to ourselves. And that affects so many people in so many different ways. And a big part of that, a lot of people feel, is a fear of talking about it. Oh, people are gonna think I'm crazy. People are gonna think this, they're gonna think that, whatever the case may be. So making it a positive thing, making it okay to talk about openly and freely, getting rid of that stigma, the hope is that this could change and save some lives.
It's so important, because like, it's become a thing that I feel like as a society we're talking about a little bit more of in the past few years. Like, I know I literally just started therapy about 3 years ago, and it was only because of friends talking to me about their experiences in therapy. And exactly. Then just a few months ago, started on antidepressants for the first time, again, because people in my circle would talk to me about their experiences with these things. You're like, oh, okay, so this isn't, for so long, it seems like it's been one of those things like, oh, this is something we don't talk about. It's something we're supposed to feel ashamed of.
Exactly, ashamed, or even just painted with such a negative light from, you know, movies and media, you know, oh, the psycho killer's on the loose, he's on antidepressants, you know, and it's like, no, that's not at all how it works. You know, so a lot of people don't want to seek that help that they so desperately need because they're afraid of what that might mean, just based on this really wacky, skewed perception that we've been kind of conditioned to believe through the media. And by when I say that, I mean, like, obviously movies, television shows, because that's kind of the go-to if you need, you know, you need that, what's the word I'm looking for? MacGuffin.
Yeah.
For a character.
How many horror movies have we seen set in an insane asylum?
Exactly. Exactly. So removing that stigma, saying, hey, this is a very normal thing. So many people deal with it. The phrase Tag Me In, you know, that it not only applies to wrestling, but it's like, hey, you're not alone. There are other people out here in prominent positions that you may not have ever thought are dealing with this stuff. Like, you're not alone. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest drive, the biggest thing we want you to take away.
Well, I completely, you know, agree with that sentiment of you're not alone. Like, I'll get very briefly into it. I don't talk about it very often. I've had epilepsy since I've been 19. Part of the issue with my epilepsy when I seizure once a year or so, there's a spark in my brain that goes off. It goes off around my whole head and brain. I deal with in the angriest I've ever been, the saddest I've ever been, the happiest I've ever been, all within the span of a couple of days. But that's something I would personally never talk about to anybody for the fear of people saying like, well, you're crazy. It's like, no, it's just like, I've got a chemical imbalance in my brain. And like, right. So the initiative of making normalizing talking about mental health is super important to me, because I know there are other people that have similar struggles.
Oh, absolutely. And that's such a beautiful thing. Like, look how freely you just were so comfortable to openly talk about that. And that's where we need to get as a society, is so to have so many people on that level to just say, hey, you know, I'm not having a good day today. Like, I need somebody I can talk to, or whatever the case may be. And that's a big part of this initiative to help get us to that point.
Mm-hmm. So how, so like how, A, how can people help? What, like, what can people do to help support TagMe and obviously be a part of like keeping this conversation going? Because it, you know, I feel like once a year we have like Mental Health Awareness Month where people talk about it on Twitter for a month and then it all just kind of goes away. What is, how can they help TagMe and what is TagMe in doing?
Well, yeah. So like, that's kind of the biggest thing, right? Like, every month there seems, we're kind of like crowded with awareness months. So
yes, we are.
Like, unfortunately, like you said, it's always highlighted for like a month and then it goes away because we have to put the spotlight on something else. You know, but there's a way to kind of overlap and share the thing. We've all heard the expression, what, from like Sesame Street, sharing is caring. Absolutely. So getting the word out, sharing the hashtag, tag me in, and then put tag me in international, I believe it is. Definitely go to my page, Nyla Rose Beast. You'll see all the info there because unfortunately I'm all packed up. I don't have my notes in front of me. Right now, the biggest thing, getting the word out about the initiative, about the program, getting just everybody on board and sharing, highlighting, spotlighting the whole program or the initiative, I should say.
I'll add something else because I have the note, I have a note written down. If you do or know someone that is struggling, you can reach out to the National Alliance Mental Illness Helpline at 800-950-6264, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Bam. No.
Boom.
I did.
Perfect.
There you go.
That's why you're the host.
Call it, man. There's always someone to talk to. I love it.
Absolutely.
I mean, additionally, I always say that, like, it's always good to have, if you're lucky enough to have a good support system around you. I personally have a wife. I have Chris, who hears way too much about my personal life.
Here for you, buddy.
Hey, here for you. But also, I think that, you know, getting rid of that stigma that therapy is for, therapy is bad, or, you know, not seen as something cool to do is something we need to also normalize. Just normalizing therapy is a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And anything can be therapy. Some people, you know, painting can be very cathartic for people, mm-hmm. releasing, mm-hmm. like whatever it may be, therapy isn't what people think it is. Mm-hmm. You know, on some level, like just talking to your friend and getting all that emotion out of your head, that's a form of therapy. Mm-hmm. And those sort of things largely go overlooked. So having that, like you said, having that support system is a huge part.
So for you, if you're comfortable about talking about this, like what are some things that have kind of helped you kind of with mental illness that you've had to struggle with?
Therapy. I just feel like circle back to that. Going to therapy, you know, having a professional to talk to, realizing that, and this is how I'll call me full circle, realizing that I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. My own struggles, so many people that I wasn't aware dealing with the same thing. And a large part of that was me transitioning. And with the advent of the internet, a big help was the online communities, like the message boards, the forums, saying, oh, wow, it's not just me. I'm not just a random weirdo in school in a bedroom somewhere dealing with this. Like there's grown adults at jobs, there's teenagers, like every walk of life dealing with the same thing I'm dealing with. So seeing that reflection in the populace was like a huge burden off my shoulders. It normalized it for me. I no longer thought that I had these crazy thoughts or dreams or just didn't fit. I saw that a wide variety of people were dealing with the same thing. So that coupled with the therapy, having someone to talk to, someone to like guide me, they've talked to other people, they've been through it, they've seen it. They helped me realize that it was possible. It was going to be a hard journey, but it was absolutely possible. Totally changed everything for me. And without getting too heavy, no longer had those really, really dark negative thoughts. Read between those lines, if you will. But yes, I did have thoughts of not being here at one point. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to say, I guess you could say I'm recovered from that. I no longer have those thoughts the same way. You know, some days are harder than others, but that's where you have like hotlines, people, your support system to talk to help you, to just kind of like keep you grounded.
I'm actually really glad you mentioned the internet, because I feel like we all have come to varying degrees of like, maybe social media wasn't the best idea stances. But at the same time, like, I feel like for so many people, just especially those of us who were around also before there was an internet and remember times before you just had a computer hooked up to the world in your living room or in your pocket now, realizing that there, that like that it is, it can be a tool that can connect you to like-minded people everywhere, like that's such an eye-opening experience. There's just so, like, there's people out there just waiting, like, there, because, like, honestly, how you're feeling, chances are there is an entire community of people out there that feel the exact same way and are looking for the exact same things you are.
For sure. And in a very twisted way, some people kind of use that as their therapy. And it is unhealthy because it's totally unguided. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of just screaming into the void with all these negative emotions and frustrations that they may be feeling, because maybe they don't know how to ask for help, or they, mm-hmm. you know, maybe they're, in a lack of a better word, maybe they're too prideful to ask for help. But you can see the hurt on a lot of people. And sometimes you have these interactions with people and you can kind of break it down. And I've had countless people who've just been nasty and just vile, like directed towards me on the internet. And I just approach them in a certain way and you break it down. And eventually they're like, hey, listen, I'm sorry. I'm going through some stuff, like yada, yada, yada. And it's happened so many times. So that's, again, why things like TACME are important. Like, dude, you have somebody you need to talk to. Like, there are people to talk to. Mm. You know, you don't have to just, whatever hurt you have inside, you don't have to hurt other people. The old saying, hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
One of the things that you obviously like to do when you are not wrestling, and I'm sure it's a form of just kind of fun therapy, just kind of getting yourself in a fun place, is streaming on Twitch, playing video games.
As Princess Peach.
As Princess Peach. I saw you were doing Ghost of I can never pronounce the
Ghost
last.
Ghost of Tsushima.
Ghost of Tsushima.
I own the game and I can't say it. Among Us, with a lot of other wrestlers from AEW. Do you have other cosplays planned? That's important to me.
I love it.
I do. I have, oh my gosh. I might have a fetish for costumes. I love costumes. I love the playfulness of like Halloween and just being able to be a different character.
Well, you are so in the right industry.
Exactly right. I've got about 360 gallon tubs just packed to the brim of just various costumes. So the loose answer is yes, definitely have some costumes planned. As far as what they will be, I don't know, just whatever I grab that day, whatever I'm feeling, we'll roll with that.
Yes,
we are from GameSpot. I am an amateur gamer at best. Obviously, it sounds like Ghost of Tsushima and Among Us are big ones for you. Like, what are the games you're really into right now and that you're playing right now? Because I could use some recommendations.
Okay, so the new Far Cry 6.
Ooh, okay.
I'm a Far Cry fan. Not like a diehard fan, but a fan. But a fan nonetheless.
I got really, really, really into New Dawn. Like, really into New Dawn.
I didn't get too far into New Dawn. So on my Twitch channel, I like to do something, what I call like first 50, where we play like the first 50 minutes of the game. It's about an hour long stream. You know, we talk about things for about 10 minutes, and we just check out roughly the first hour of the game. So we did that on the first 50. The colors, everything. It was such a vibrant game. It was so cool. I liked where the story was going. Unfortunately, did that during my story mission of Ghost of Tsushima. So we got to circle back. We got to get into it. I didn't want to do two stories side by side because I'll get muddled and distracted. But that is definitely on the radar. So I'm glad to hear you say you liked New Dawn, because I like what I saw of it so far.
Yeah, the colors are super good. But you're saying the new Far Cry with Giancarlo Esposito as the bad guy is good.
Yes. Well, first of all, he is an incredible actor.
Oh God, yeah.
And he just, again, we did another first 50, and like, just his presence in the game, for like the little snippet that we saw, like you already knew you were getting into some heavy, heavy stuff. Like, there's a few mechanics that seem to be a little bit different that I'm really looking forward to exploring. It looks like it's going to be a solid game.
Awesome.
So speaking about video games, there is an AEW video game coming out at some point. For you as a wrestler, you know, an indie wrestler thrust into the mainstream on TV every week, like, I'm just going to assume you're in the game. There's no way Nyla Rose wouldn't be in the game. But how do you feel like you're going to be in a video game?
Oh, it's going to be great, because I don't have to spend 26 hours in the creator wrestler now. I can just jump right into the game and like get right to it. Although the weird thing is I probably will not pick myself to start.
That's fair. Have you created yourself in the creator wrestlers?
Like in every game. Game ever.
Good. Good.
Come on, we all do that.
That's true. You're not wrong.
You have 70 different versions of me for every game.
That's true. I sure do.
I create myself. I create old teachers that like I want to beat up. Like
I remember it, I want to say it was like maybe for like whatever the 2006 game was, me and a coworker created everyone in our entire office and booked our own office federation, and then made people at work watch it who certainly did not care.
Oh yeah. I've done a very similar thing. When I used to work retail, I would make mean customers. I'm like, oh, you want to come in and get nasty with me?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Cathartic. So much. And I just, there's one wrestling thing I wanted to touch on because it's very important to my soul. Talk to me about working with Vicky Guerrero. Like, is that just the greatest? It seems like the greatest.
It is borderline magical, if I can say that. Like, her and I are truly kindred spirits. Oh. I never would have guessed just how alike we are. We just gel so well. Like I'm considering moving to Texas just to be, you know, her neighbor, just to like hang out with her more than the few times a week that I get to. She is such a wonderful person.
Oh, that makes me happy. That makes me very happy. Honestly, it's a really good tandem it's a really fun tandem on television. Like that is a fun thing to watch.
Thank you. And I think a big part of that is just our personalities meshing, gelling, and you can tell, you know, you can feel that we're having a good time. Mm-hmm.
So is there kind of closing out, is there anything you would like to promote aside from Tag Me In to the world?
Good job, Matt. You're killing it.
I promote myself.
That's right.
Nyla Rose Beast on every kind of social media platform. Probably, I guess, maybe. I tried to make it easy for you guys. Definitely find me on Twitch. Sometimes I stream with Vicky. She's got a Twitch, believe it or not, when she's not.
That's
when she's
amazing.
Not...
What? What does Vicky Guerrero stream on Twitch?
Games. She's jumped in with us on an Among Us stream once before. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely go find Vicky Guerrero.
What a time to be alive.
I thought I told you about that, Chris.
No. I want so badly to be a Twitch person, and then I just forget to go be a Twitch person. Like, I hear, all these people that you love are just streaming for hours playing video games that you love. Why aren't you watching? I was like, oh, yeah, that's on my phone. I could pull that up on my phone, and yet...
At any time, you could watch me and Vicky... you could watch her talk me into some crazy stuff. She made me eat an insanely hot gummy bear one time. By far, the worst decision I have ever made in my life.
Oh, God. That sounds terrible.
It was borderline tragic. It was like eating 1,000 jalapenos at one time.
Oh, no.
At least that's what the package says.
I mean, I believe it. That sounds... No, thank you. That's not for me.
Also, yeah, it was pretty bad.
Let us know who we have to talk to get you to be, you would be the, I believe, the first two-time AEW Women's Champion. Oh, that's actually something I'm curious about. You've been AEW Women's Champion.
Yes.
But now there's that TBS championship.
I was getting to that.
Okay. Okay.
Tangent with a twist, but I was definitely getting to that.
All right. Talk to me about this.
A part of promoting myself. We got the TBS championship tournament coming up. Kind of the parallel for the women to the TNT championship for the men. We are in the middle of the tournament right now. I believe we have the two more first round matchups, and things are trucking along. So root for your girl, Nyla Rose. Yeah. Because I'm taking it all the way.
I don't see why not.
To the bank, to the top. Like you said, I've been the women's champion of the entire company.
That's right.
So now I'm going to be the TBS champion.
I like it. Then you got to get the women's championship back. I think that means
I get
a TV
station. I get to own the TV station. Oh. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But what I believe. So that's what I'm going with.
In my mind, that makes you the new Ted Turner.
Right. Like, I get to run the station, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. It's a no-brainer.
I look forward to you programming the movies they air in the afternoons. I think that'll be a lot of fun.
You get your own talk show at that point, right?
I mean, I'm going to. I'm just going to, like, storm... into the studio and just kind of take over. Nyla Rose takeover.
If you need a sidekick who sits off to the side and laughs at all your jokes, I'm here and I'm ready for
that's
action.
That's gonna be Vicky.
Oh, damn it. All right, fine.
But hey,
I'd still like to be in the audience.
You could be Vicky's sidekick, my sidekick sidekick.
I'm just laughing at Vicky. I'm into it. That sounds great.
You get to be Ed McMahon's Ed McMahon.
The dream. The real dream, honestly.
But Nyla, thank you for coming on. We'll be sure to watch your talk show in the upcoming year after you win the TBS championship.
Thank you.
And now I'll be watching your Twitch.
What's that?
Now I'll be watching your Twitch. I want to watch you play Among Us and Ghost of Tsushima and all these other things. And
yeah, anything from Dark Pictures. I'm obsessed with Dark Pictures.
Wait, what's Dark Pictures?
You know, like Until Dawn, Man of Medan.
Oh my God! Until Dawn remains one of my favorite modern video gaming experiences.
Chef's kiss.
So Chef's good. Kiss. And Man of Medan is really, really good.
If you or someone you know is struggling with mental illness, mental health, please reach out to the National Alliance on Mental Illness Helpline at 1-800-950-6264. Someone is available to talk Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. So 7 to 7 if you're in the Pacific.
Yeah.
There. Please reach out. I always say that, like, hey, like, if I'm on Twitter and you're on Twitter and you're bummed out, just talk to me and I'll... My DMs are always open to chat with people.
My DMs are not open because I just kept getting people who would tell me I suck.
Oh, so I blocked those people.
I decided to close my DMs.
Super block negativity towards me. Good. Unwarranted negativity. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, you don't block my negativity towards you. And I'm like, Matt, you're just so perfect.
No, there are people that I talk to on Twitter quite often that are very sarcastic to me sometimes. But that's kind of the fun, you know, relationship I have with some of the people that I talk to on Twitter.
You're
kind of sarcastic to each other.
All right, you like scumbag, Kristen. Let's go.
Oh man, that's mean. Don't call me a scumbag.
No, Matt, I'm being sarcastic on the internet.
It sounded just like a normal Chris voice.
Oh wow. Hey Matt, let's go, you scumbag.
I don't know why. I was just reminded of the first time that we met in person. And like
at that taco restaurant in San Diego.
Yes. Yeah. Where like I had been talking to you for 4 months at that point.
We had been talking to each other all day, every day. And still it was like first date nerves when I was
awkward.
I was like, what if I meet Matt and we don't have that same magic in person?
Yeah. I was like, oh man, I'm about to meet someone cool that I like. But like,
what if I'm
very bad at first impressions because I say something that when normal Matt would say it, someone that you know me, it would be funny or like self-deprecating funny sometimes. That's just kind of who I am. But I do that on first impressions. So I ruin first impressions all the time.
I mean, do you know how I ruined that first impression?
How?
We all went to this place, which was essentially a taco restaurant and bar. And I got a beer thinking everyone was going to get a beer and then nobody else got a beer. So I was the one person on our team that was at this work event having a beer. And I felt, I was like, oh, am I the jerk?
I believe I literally came in with my bags after like
a 4.5-hour flight from the airport.
Yeah. Because I was so excited to like see Greg. I mean, you too, but like Greg and I had already
You and Greg were already buds.
And Chastity. Yeah. Chastity and I have been buds.
And you'd probably met Mike before.
No, that was my first time meeting Mike in person.
There you go.
Yeah.
Magic.
Because Mike and I missed each other at E3 by an hour.
Earlier
that year? Or was that later? I don't remember. Anyway, please support Take Me In. Check it out. Support it if you want it, but I say please support because mental health, normalizing that conversation between mental health is very important. I know I do not talk about it on Twitter very often during like epilepsy awareness weeks and things like that. I'll kind of say like, hey, epilepsy.
What a message.
Well, it's a bad
message. Hey, epilepsy, exclamation point. Hashtag National Epilepsy Week.
It's mainly like all of my friends know I have epilepsy. Like that's right. It wasn't something I really, really talked to my friends about until probably late 20s. I was diagnosed at 19. Mm-hmm. But it was mainly like a thing where it's like, hey, if I have a seizure, guys, don't try to open my mouth and put a wallet in because you can't. Also turn me on my side because I'm going to be spitting up saliva and foam and stuff. So it was mostly like, don't mess with me. Don't put things in my mouth.
Leave me alone.
And you can still make your terrible epilepsy jokes that I've never found funny ever. Just be aware that there may be other people that have it that don't like them. Mm-hmm. All of my life, every movie, somebody is dancing bad. Is that person having a seizure? That has never been funny to me as even before I had epilepsy. Hollywood, stop that joke. Get a new one. That's my hot take.
You did it.
I did it.
You won the internet.
Hey, Editing Matt here. Just want to mention, since this episode was recorded a couple of weeks ago, that this Saturday on November 13th is AEW's Full Gear. Now, Nyla Rose will not be involved in a match. There are some really great matches set on the card. Kenny Omega versus Hangman Page for the AEW Championship. Dr. Britt Baker. Versus Tay Conti for the my phone just went off. I was gonna leave that in. Dr. Britt Baker versus Tay Conti for the AEW Women's World Championship. Bryan Danielson versus Miro. And that's a tournament for the winner that's gonna face somebody or the AEW World Champion. We have Inner Circle versus the Men of the Year and American Top Team. Lucha Brothers versus FTR for the AEW World Tag Team Championship. Darby Allin versus MJF, CM Punk versus Eddie Kingston. That is going to be a banger. And then we have Christian Cage and the Jurassic Express versus the Super Click, which you guys all know is Adam Cole versus the Young Bucks. They're not fighting each other. They're all tagging up. It's a pretty awesome card. We will not be doing live coverage for it, unfortunately. Chris is out and I will be on that hot COVID vaccine booster shot. So I'm probably going to be asleep, I'm guessing. Who knows what will happen. But we will be covering the next AEW pay-per-view after that when we are both available. Back to your regular show that we recorded 2 weeks ago.
It's been an incredibly busy time.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I've got a couple ideas for what we're going to be talking about in the near future. Going back to kind of the old format of talking about weird things in wrestling. We've just been offered a lot of interviews and I'm going to take them because they're about important things with really cool people. And
I agree.
Really just fading out in this one today.
That's okay, Matt. We did it.
We did it, Chris.
Take us home, baby.
Hey, make sure rate us. Guys, let me tell you a little something about Apple Podcasts. Go on there. 5 stars or get off my back. Get off our backs.
Yeah, boy. 5 stars or get the hell off our backs.
Our backs? Get off of it.
Yeah, you know what my back doesn't need on it? You.
I got to carry around my kid home after school on my shoulders all every day. He's 50 pounds at this point.
Man, you should have him.
Somebody else.
You should have him give us a 5-star review so you could stop that.
He doesn't know how to write. He just knows the alphabet at this point.
Also, we got to talk about this catchphrase, 5 stars or get off our back. So it means if they give us a 5-star rating, they can stay on our back. Is that what it means?
I
if you you know
so.
What? Hey, if you want to be on my back, do me the courtesy of giving me a 5-star rating, nerd. Is that our message? Because I'm for it.
We've been so deep into this terrible catchphrase that
we didn't think about what it was.
No, logically and how words work in the English language.
I'm fine with it. Hey,
it should
five stars or get off our backs.
It should be 5 stars and get off our backs. But instead of saying get off of our backs, we could give them a choice. The choice is give us 5 stars or you just got to get off our backs.
Yeah, I think that's fair, though. I honestly I think that works, and it's funnier, and it'll be better on a t-shirt when we're allowed to make t-shirts.
Oh, you mean never?
That only you and I will buy.
Yeah, so the Wrestle Buddies t-shirt that only you and I own?
Yep. My sick bootlegged Wrestle Buddies t-shirt I made.
I've washed mine so many times that it super looks bootleg now. It's all cracked up and
nice.
Like it looks old. Oh, it's a good looking shirt.
That's tight.
But unfortunately, in the pandemic, I have gained weight. So t-shirts are a little tighter. That's why I've been working out every morning, guys.
And wearing hoodies.
You know what? I'm going to throw this out there. This has been helpful for me mental health wise. I walk about like a mile every day to like just walk after work. I've also started like working out in the morning for like it's just 15 minutes, like just doing some workout stuff. Super helped with my mood throughout the day. And vitamin D pills, but that's a different thing. Like,
well,
we're
sure.
old.
Vitamin
you
D
gotta,
is very important.
You got to take them men's one a days and those vitamin Ds.
I need to do that more. I have vitamin D pills. I forget to take them. I will. I'll remember, though.
Yeah, my neurologist really wanted me on vitamin D pills. Since I've been on them, my mood has been a lot better overall.
Sunshine.
But it could be placebo effect. Who knows?
It's a sunshine pill.
Yeah, it is.
Put that's a what? Smile on your face.
Watch me now. Wait, can we do that or be sued?
Oh, we're done.
We're sued.
So thanks right. for listening.
We'll see you guys next week. Chris, any final words?
Normalize talking about your mental health. It's fun.
Yeah, we're all in it together, guys. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at Wrestle Buddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.